Welcome to a brand new Masechta, Maseches Nazir, Parak Aleph, Mishnah Aleph, Chapter 1, Mishnah 1. So we know there's a concept of a Nazir. The Torah teaches us in Parshas Nasai that a person could accept upon himself a vow of added stringencies, of added restrictions. And sometimes a person needs that spiritually to bring them to equilibrium. A Nazir is prohibited in drinking wine or wine products. He's prohibited coming in contact with a dead person. He's also prohibited from cutting his hair. This Mishnah begins with a concept called kinuyim, and we'll explain. When it comes to accepting a nazir, it's really a vow. It's a vow that one accepts upon himself. So the first type of vow is called the ikar net, or the actual vow where a person says, behold, I am a nazir. The second concept is yad hanadir, hanazir, or yadayim, which is that a person doesn't say the exact expression of becoming a nazir, but it's an extension, as we'll see in a little bit of the Mishnah. And the third and final one is a kinui. A kinui is a nickname, so a person doesn't come out and say the word nazir directly, but he intimates that he means nazir. So let's see the Mishnah inside. It says the Mishnah, kol kinui naziris kinaziris. All nicknames for a nazir work to be a nazir. And really, the Mishnah should also insert another line here. The Gemara teaches us that kol yadais naziris kinaziris. That all extensions of an expression of nazir work like a nazir. The Mishnah explains itself. Ha'aymer ehe. If someone says, I shall be. So the Gemara explains, there's a Nazir walking by in front of him, and he says, hey, I shall be like that person. He's a Nazir. He's a Nazir, even though he didn't say it explicitly. Or a person says, I should be beautiful. So the Gemara explains here too, he's holding his hair, and he says, I should be beautiful. My hair should be beautiful. It means I should grow it out like a Nazir grows his hair out. If a person says, so Nazir, then a person becomes a Nazir. Here are kinuyim, says the Mishnah. Nazik. If a person says the word nazik, it's similar to nazir, naziach, paziach, all these words. Harei ze nazir, he becomes a nazir. If someone says, hareini kazeh, there's a nazir walking by and he says, I should be like him. Hareini misalsel, behold, I shall twirl around my hair. Hareini michalkel, behold, I shall be busy with my hair to make it appropriate and orderly. Harei alai lishalach pera, or a person says, it is upon me, incumbent upon me to grow my hair out. Hariz a nazir, and all these expressions, he's considered a nazir, and it's as if he said the words hareini nazir. Says the Mishnah, hare alai tziparim, somebody that says, that behold, it's incumbent upon me to bring birds. Now we know that a nazir brings two birds at the conclusion of his nazirous vow. And when he said it, happens to be that there was a nazir walking by. So Rabbi Meir says Nazir, then he becomes a Nazir. Because the fact that the fellow was walking by, and at the same time he says, behold, he wants to bring two birds, clearly that shows us that he wants to become a Nazir. The Chachamim remain a Nazir, but the Chacham say he's not a Nazir. That's not an expression of accepting Naziris. However, the fellow does have to bring two karbanis, two sacrifices of birds, but a Nazir.